Se trata de una coproducción entre Polonia y Países Bajos, titulada Beyond Words, y nos acompañan Úrsula Antoniak, su directora y guionista, los intérpretes Jakub Gersal, Andrés Kira y Christian Lober, el director de fotografía Lennart Hillege y los productores Flor Onrust y Lucas Diesekol. Cuando quieran, comenzamos ya con la primera pregunta que quieran plantear. Segundo, se acercan el micrófono.
Gracias, hola. Bueno, enhorabuena por la película. Y la primera pregunta que quería hacer es, ¿por qué se ha rodado en blanco y negro? ¿Cuál es el motivo de elegir esto para dirigir la película?
Usually the choice of black and white color is the aesthetic one. In this case, in the case of Beyond Words, it was a choice that supported the main contrast or that supported the theme of the picture. So if you that was one of the reasons. Another reason was we are shooting in Berlin, and we saw that by changing. By changing our perception from color to black and white, that the city, the Berlin as a place, architecture started to speak, right? So, for example, certain buildings, certain streets started to have a completely different meaning, right? Started to evoke a certain architectonic styles, or started to evoke fragments of past, right? So it was also the reason, but this thematic reason, I would try to be very concise, but. You may say that Beyond Words is about experience, it's about immigrant experience, right? And it presents the immigrant who is on one side of the spectrum of a group of immigrants. The other side of the spectrum is the immigrants who cannot disappear, like our main character cannot disappear with among the locals. Right. So you have this kind of radical opposition between a very, very, very white immigrant and very, very black immigrant. They belong to the same group of immigrants only. Immigrants, refugees, people who are like coming from somewhere to start a new life in a new country. The problem with our main character, his dilemma is that. That he doesn't want to belong to the group of immigrants. Right? That's his whole idea for his life is, I don't want to be an immigrant, I don't want to be seen as immigrant. So basically this black and white, that was a thematic rationale. Yeah.
I agree.
Hello. One of the messages I get from the movie is this idea that an immigrant is never fully integrated. Even if he speaks the language neatly and has a very nice job, he's never fully part of the country. Is that what you think? Is that your actual idea?
I think it's like, you know, the integration is something because I'm immigrant myself. You know, I'm more than 20 years and I'm living more than 20 years in Holland. You know, so I can say, okay, I'm integrated and I'm adapted. But what I found out is that immigration, adaptation, there are always like also in, identity. They have this both components, the inside and the outside components. Of course you can integrate, you can learn the language, you can, and definitely immigrants from Europe are very easy, they have really not much problem to adapt, right? It's, either it is Eastern Europe or Western Europe, we belong to Europe, right? So, but there is something, you know, that this outer aspect of identity, of adaptation, you know, there's not so much if I'm integrated, but the question is how the people who are like locals, right? So the Dutch, how do they think about me? You know, so this is the outside component of my identity. There is something I have absolutely no influence on. You know, if I would have to base my identity on what is how I'm being perceived, you know, in Holland, sometimes I'm Polish, sometimes Dutch Polish, only Polish. You know, I would have like vertigo in my identity. So I know from inside, I know who I am, and this has nothing to do with nationality. From inside, I mean, I'm not Polish or Dutch, you know. The country that I have inside me, it's the country of one person, and there is no language in it, you know. So, but the outside perception is something completely else, you know.
Bueno, ¿cambiaría la historia si en lugar de en Berlín estuviera ambientada en Varsovia?
No, of course the story would change because, I mean, Warsaw, as you know, I mean, Poland, Poland don't have refugees, or Poland as a country doesn't have minorities. I mean, Poland is, that's what always surprised me when I go to Poland after living in Amsterdam, that it's kind of egally white. Everybody's white there, okay? And everybody's Polish. So this story would absolutely never happen in Warsaw. No, it's that's the whole problem, right? That some things, you know, for Polish audience, some things are not so obvious as for me. So this multicultural society that I'm living in Amsterdam, or some other people living in Berlin, this is not comparable to Poland. Poland is not multicultural society. This is a Polish society.
Pero por otra parte, aparecen igual algunos tópicos como los enfoques de la sinagoga o como los personajes alemanes que quizá siendo en Berlín, siendo en blanco y negro la película, no puede hacer una referencia también al pasado. O sea, que podría estar ambientada en cualquier sitio, pero concretamente esta, yo creo que es, como directora, me parece que quiere reflejar un punto de vista particular sobre Berlín y Alemania.
No. I mean, to a certain extent, yes. I mean, a synagogue is not a cliché, you know. Some buildings in Berlin are not cliché. There are simply things, you know, the part of culture, and we recognize. Of course, this film could take place in Amsterdam, and actually, I was starting this project in 2007, and I wanted to shoot this movie in Amsterdam with a bilingual actor, Polish-Dutch. So the story was actually, the story is universal, you know. This is not the story about Poland. This is not a story about Germany. This is a story about the immigrant, about the integrated immigrant, and how does it feel? So I don't think I'm telling something about Germany in this film or even Poland. You know, it's about the immigrant experience. But it could, yeah, it could happen. I think in any multicultural big metropolis in Europe, it could happen in Paris. In Madrid, I don't know Madrid, so, but it's basically wherever the immigrants try to conform to the rule and try to adapt, this story could take place, yes.
Siguiente pregunta, por favor.
Buenas, enhorabuena. Me gustaría, Varsovia no va a tener problema porque Polonia ha cerrado las puertas ante los llegada de los refugiados. Mm. Eso nunca va a tener plural cultural ni nada por eso. Tengo la segunda pregunta por los actores. ¿Cómo han visto a ellos mismos sobre una película de blanco y negro? No. Película de color. ¿Cómo han visto los cuerpos? Eso, como eso. Gracias.
I just saw it today, so I don't know. It's. I don't think it's a matter of seeing yourself. It's a matter of how the director and the OP sees you, and I don't really think that matters as an actor.
Actually, I could say the same. I have never played before in black and white, so it's somehow exciting. I don't know if it's exciting, but it's something new. But of course, It goes back to the past, to the films from 50s, 60s, of course, when we saw all the films in black and white. And maybe that was something more clear in these times, when we saw films in black and white. In colors, we are sometimes completely lost. We don't know what we want to watch, characters or architecture or landscapes or anything. I think it provokes us to look very carefully, to observe very carefully characters, what's happening, and I think that's it's more clever. So that's it.
Hi again. My question is for the actress. How did you prepare your role, bearing in mind that it's not really clear the relationship between you two? Did you think like, yeah, this is my father, yeah, this is my son? Or do you think, I don't really know if this is my father? How do you prepare your role regarding that?
No, actually, we played together in a movie almost 10 years ago, but Kuba didn't play my son. I had another guys who was my sons. So we know for a long time. And I think we didn't think about if he's my son, or I don't know what's Kuba's perspective, but it was just a meeting of two people who are playing, pretending, or being really son and the father, but just the two people who meet in Berlin for 3 days and try to understand what's going on in life, what's happening, what could it happened between son and father, and of course that relationship actually doesn't exist. It's just a meeting. So we have just a taste of something that could happen, maybe somewhere in the past, in the future. So it's just a moment. So we didn't think about building relationship. It's about the meeting of two lonely people.
Yes, that's true that we didn't really confront those our perspectives. We just looked what happened on set. So what really happened is that the film differs from the script a little bit, because some things that happened between us, then Ursula took them and wrote them into the script and brought us scenes for the next day to try and go maybe in this direction. So we as people and as actors, we didn't confront our point of views, and we didn't build this relationship together. But from my point of view, I thought about the identity or the lack of identity of this person, and of the unbelievably strong feeling and wanting to have some answers from your father, from your, like, where are you from, and maybe. You know, in the meantime, in shooting, it turned out then that you couldn't ask really those questions, but this is how I tried to approach this character and this problem, and I think that's it.
Sí, hola. Dos preguntas. En primer lugar, es que no me ha quedado muy claro por qué si iban a rodar en Ámsterdam finalmente optaron por Berlín. Y en segundo lugar, da la sensación que hay un juego de ambigüedad en la relación con los personajes, ya sea entre los dos abogados, entre el padre y el hijo, con la camarera, no sé si eso es algo que estaba buscado.
The first question is about the possibility of that I had. Yes, I had this plan for this. Actually, the story I had in 2007, and I wanted to set up the project in Holland. I couldn't find money then. And then few years later, the actor that was for this role, for this Amsterdam version, got too old, and I wanted to. Made this story, and I found Jakub, who is perfectly bilingual, Polish German, because it's very important for the role to be perfectly bilingual. You talk about ambiguity, and yes, there is, it's how you call it, ambiguity, or it's about the audience, you know, if you either want everything clear and like totally clear, like black and white, or you have you call it ambiguity, but I call it like layers. That there are like different shadows of it, and not everything is like very pointed and very clear. So, for example, there is some kind of a backstory that in a film that it's not really like clear. For example, the romance between the waitress and our main character. What is essential, it's in the film, but it's not like explained, like, you know, three-dimensional. So, it's an ambiguous one. I hope it's not bad.
Hola, buenas tardes. Enhorabuena, porque personalmente pienso que es una película delicada, sensorial. La música es magnífica, la fotografía es magnífica, y creo que en conjunto es muy disfrutable. Pero sobre todo, consultarte una duda. Inicialmente comienzas con una frase preciosa que habla un poco como que la casa es nuestra infancia, o sea, como que alguien quiere pertenecer o permanecer en la infancia. En el caso del personaje, no solo es una búsqueda de situación, sino también el tema de esa pérdida de los padres o de esa, ya no solo de nacionalidad, eso por un lado. Y por otro lado, a ver, que se me acaba de olvidar. Por otro lado, el tema de la música también y el tema de que comentas de la generación de los punk, que es un poco el tema del padre de No Future, si eso también tiene algo potente en la historia o es una cuestión ya tuya personal o cómo va, cómo puede relacionarse con la película. Muchas gracias.
Thank you for this question, because actually you pointed in the beginning of the film is basically what the guy is saying, what the poet is saying, and what is being translated. That there is a country where I belong, and this is a childhood, because in childhood I still have people who love me. And basically in the film starts from this sentence, it gives me basically the... it's actually what the main character is in my film is missing, right? He is missing this place in the childhood, the moment in the childhood when he was loved. He didn't receive the love when he was young, when he was a child. He didn't have a father. So in this confrontation in the beginning, you have the black poet, you have this superficial, uber-mensch like guy, and he has almost everything. No, he doesn't have this one thing that this black poet has. That makes him proud, that makes him strong. This is his love when he was a child. And that's, actually this is the key to the film, because I always thought like, when you are not loved in the childhood, you want to be loved by the whole world. You immigrate, right? And you want to kind of earn your love. You want to be good in a new country. You want to try to be better, you know, to earn this love that you didn't get in a childhood. And of course it's an illusion. You cannot earn love, right? But the second question is about punk, and my late husband was a punk musician, right? So, and this is basically when we're talking, when we drop the word punk, yeah, then for me the association with the last rebellion. I mean, that was the last time that I remember that young people were rebellious, because they are not anymore. That's what I think. There's also like indeed now punk, No Future. It was this. It was on the T-shirts, you know, and it was a kind of mantra for punk generation. Yeah, no future, right? It's only now, and we don't believe in politics. You know, there is no future for us. And so this guy, it's nice that it's like a aging punk. And in his age, yeah, he says, yeah, there's no future. So I'm still being a punk.
Siguiente pregunta, por favor.
Congratulations, I loved your movie. My question is specifically for the actors. In terms of developing your character and or shooting, for each of you, what was the most gratifying part of shooting and or character development and the most challenging part?
It was almost 1 year ago. No. I didn't think a lot of how to build this character, how to create it. I was waiting for a meeting with Cuba. What could we feel? What can we feel when we see each other? Because we had written lines, and we of course could improvise. But we were improvising, not a lot, but sometimes. So as I told, it was not about creating, because there was no relationship between us. So it was about meeting. So what I saw in his eyes, I answered on it. So that was like that.
I'll go before Christian, or what do you want to go?
No.
Because your question was the most gratifying thing and the most challenging. I think they're both in the same subject, in the same matter, because I really loved from the very beginning, because Ursula called me 2012 with this script, and I really loved the narrative. I really loved the way you kind of feel the character, but you don't really know about the character. And I thought that is a really tough thing to do, to portray, and not to like give away anything on one hand, but on the other hand, tell a story about being lost. And so that was the hardest thing to do, and the most gratifying thing to do when you saw that sometimes it works, sometimes it doesn't work, but sometimes it works. So that's basically it. There was one scene that's not in the movie where he's waiting for his father to come, and he's lying naked on the floor, just listening to the neighbors downstairs. And I really like love those images that you don't really know what's in his head, but the way he acts, the way what he does tells about a very sad and complex story.
Yeah, for me, the most challenging part was that to hit the edge between the friendship between us and to be the leader and the chef of him and to present something of success and sexiness of capitalism, something like that, where you can look up to. But the friendship also have clear the friendship between. So that's, and just to hit this and the small scenes, that's the challenge.
Yeah, apologies in advance for the weirdness of the question, but I need to ask it because it's burning me inside. Why is there a bunch of naked guys doing yoga in a rooftop? Is that a thing in Berlin? I may want to try it, you know?
I can give you some addresses, actually, you can find them. Now, we found it out, okay? We have a low-budget movie, we found the location on our own, we are only 25 shooting days, you know, and while actually researching this movie, researching location, we found out that there is something like a naked yoga. And now, of course, I'm like you, I didn't know that something like this exists, okay? We found it out. And for example, in Tiergarten, there are like indeed a group of naked yoga of yogins that like, you know, it's, I think this also something, you know, this freie Körperkultur,
FKK, East Germany,
FKK, and this is something very German, but also I think it fits perfectly into in a world of these guys, right? And when they are training and doing yoga on the top of the world, right? So they are naked and they are invisible. I mean, this is something which like really tells me about the world when they are in, you know. They are above everyone, and practically they allow themselves to be naked, you know. So this kind of contrast really like, spoke to me, you know.
Yeah, I go really in. I do it a whole process. I do the hot yoga stuff, Bikram yoga, it's called. It was great.
Siguiente pregunta, por favor.
Creo que tenemos una firme candidata al premio a mejor fotografía. Enhorabuena, ¿eh? Pero ¿cómo se pensó el aspecto visual de la película? ¿En base a qué ideas se construyó?
That's a big question. Thank you, God. there's so many layers this movie, so it was like mainly trying to focus and trying not to get lost in what only the scene meant, but the whole story. Continuously trying to figure out what the whole story was doing. And I think the black and white and the they helped a lot in that focus and made it sort of always present that all these layers were there. And I hope to try that the camera is also sort of a storyteller and not just somebody present and recording what's happening. Yeah, and we wanted it to be bold. I don't know if that happened, but. And all, I think also. We continuously try to discover if it was still telling this dual layered story. I think that was the big that was the biggest challenge, and the most creative input came from this search all the time. Does that answer help?
¿Alguna otra pregunta?
Enhorabuena y gratulacie. Quería preguntar por el origen de la historia. Es una pregunta para la directora. Quiero decir, si al principio, si esa historia, el guión, surge de una intención de reflejar un tema, o un personaje, o una historia concreta, y si había también, si hubo también algún trabajo de documentación. Me refiero sobre todo al tema, ¿no?, de la inmigración en Berlín, por ejemplo.
Because I'm an immigrant myself, and I think that like for the immigrant, the visit of your parents from the old country is like a primal scene, you know, because it's basically it shows you like how the distance that you will never be able to bridge over between you and your parents, between you and your past, between this country and the other country, and this is kind of very confrontational, and so this is my research for this. And I remember that when I had, for the first time, when I had an idea for this story, it was because my father visited me in Amsterdam, and we went for a beer, and he got lost. I mean, I lost him from I lost him. left, right, and he was gone. You know, and I said, like, oh my God, he doesn't speak Polish, he doesn't speak Dutch. You know, how he's gonna? So in this short, I don't know, 20 minutes, half an hour, when I was looking for him, it was like just an idea, you know, my father in a strange city, my city, but for him, strange city, and it was kind of there is always a kind of a seed of the story that starts rolling, you know, like. But basically, what my research for this film is basically this 20 years of being an immigrant, you know, of finding out that okay, adaptation, integration, everything is fantastic, but you reach the point where you feel that you belong. I mean, you have. I mean, you speak language. You don't differ from other people. You feel that belong. You find your place. I love Amsterdam. You know my city, but it's still there is this very subtle thing, and it is not a problem. I'm not saying that it's a problem. It's more than dilemma, and the dilemma has no answers. But this dilemma of belonging and yet not belonging, of not fully belonging, of being seen as not belong. I mean, this is kind of. I wanted to make a movie about immigration as existential experience and an existential state. I mean, this is a state of being alone, being with yourself always. You know, so that's the research that I made. Through, now I'm like 23 years an immigrant. So.
¿Alguna otra pregunta?
Más allá de las palabras, podemos decir también más allá de la imagen. Vuestra película no es una crítica de la policía de vuestro país sobre ante la inmigración, ante los refugiados. Gracias.
No, I don't believe in making movies, you know, to criticize something or like movies are experience. They come from the experience of the director, and it has to be an experience for the audience. But this movie, as I said already, like, has nothing to do with Poland or Germany as countries, but it's about the immigrant experience. But if you ask me my personal opinion, I think there's you know, I'm not Polish anymore in a sense, like I'm Dutch because I'm living in Holland. So when I look at my old country, like the country from my childhood and what is going on now, and this strange, you know, attitude towards people who need help, towards refugees, I think it would be, I would like to live long enough to see Poland as a multicultural society. I would like to see it, and I would like to really see how it feels, you know, and how it would change, not so much Poland, but Poles, you know, as people. I mean, I would like to live that long to see it, you know. I don't know if it's ever going to happen, but it would definitely, because Poland in the past, you know, in the long past, in the 16th, 17th century, it was a multicultural society, you know. We had, we weren't like equally Polish, you know, and now it's like, no, it could, like, you know, it can return. It would be very nice to have Poland as, you know, as multicultural as Amsterdam, you know, or Berlin, and that would be my wish.
Siguiente pregunta. Okay, muchísimas gracias. Thank you very much. Y muchísimas gracias a todos. Thank you.